Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hoff, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm Dr. Harp, your host with a vision and a message to bring you Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has blessed you with. I am very blessed. We are all very blessed today to have my special guest, Prophet Judy Peart from Crown of Glory Ministries in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore metropolitan area to be on the show with us to talk about the importance of the phenomenal family, that there are families that God is raising up as a priesthood family that will live their lives kingly and priestly and excellently so that they can be a sign and a wonder that will show forth the praises of God. But families do not become phenomenal by accident. There is an intent that God puts inside of a family that allows them to reach that destination where they really glorify Him in the way that their family is made up and the way their family is operating in God's principles. And Prophet Judy, welcome again to Voice of Destiny Show to hear so we can hear more about the wisdom that God's given you. Tell us again about how do you feel about the call of God? What do you think the call of God is on the church today in terms of our mandate for building families?
Well, I know that churches, especially in the region where we are, really need to get back to focus on the family. Mm. Because we talked about the divorce rate earlier in our earlier session about it being pretty much half, of all marriages ending in divorce. There are other attacks against the family. You have cohabitation and same-sex relationships. You have divorce separation. You have open marriage, adultery. All right, you have financial situations and poverty and, you know, lack of communication and, you know, and commitment and all of these many, many different things, drug addiction, all right, you know, all kinds of things coming into the home, into the families, and breaking families apart, you know, and what can we do as the church to heal the family? First of all, we need to understand family structure, all right? That, you know, the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man, all right? Of course, and the head of Christ is God, all right? And then the woman, you know, looks out for the children, all right? So the bottom line is that there is a lack of foundation for structure, and there's a lack of respect for the structure of God. Now, I could build family the way I think I want to or the way you think you want to, but we know that the structure in which God set for the family is the proper structure based on the fact that out of that structure comes blessings and prosperity and health and healing, all right, and unity and love and mutual respect. So that comes out of the way God structured family. Now, we have a whole lot of people that don't believe that. We have a lot of people that, you know, we're not against people, you know, say that we don't love people that believe in Darwinism and, you know, that believe in many other religions and things. We love them. We don't know why they believe it, you know, but we also know based on our experience. We're talking about a phenomenal family, a family that also is a perceptible by the senses through immediate experience. Now, you and I have immediate experience with our relationship with God and how God has blessed our families, our marriage, and the families that we know who are in the kingdom based on godly and kingdom principles in our lives through immediate experience. Now, we're doing this show because we want people to understand that it's not about us. It's about Christ and how he impacts and imprints on you his word, his will, his spirit. It will make you a phenomenal person. Jesus is a God of wonders and miracles. And when he's in your life and in your heart, phenomenal things begin to take place. And so we're sharing this with the listeners. Now, we're not saying that you're an evil, bad person because you don't follow God. What we are saying is that we want you to be able to experience what we've experienced based on what we have knowledge of. And so we want to share this with you today. But there are a lot of attacks against the family. And, you know, it's the church's job is to try to go out and repair. The Bible says that Jesus is Jehovah Rapha, which means he's the Lord that heals, stitches, and repairs us. And so we want to heal the land and heal families and heal marriages, because there's a breakdown of the family based on a lot of different forces and mm-hmm. things that have taken place and factors that have taken place to break down that family structure. We want to make sure that structure remains, and so this is the reason why you're having this show. You know, and we want to invite our listeners to understand that, you know, maybe you've tried it your way, all right, it mm-hmm. hasn't worked, all right, but mm-hmm. we're asking you to try it God's way. Build your mm-hmm. family and your marriage on godly principles and the word of God. Come back to church. Come back mm-hmm. to God. Come back to doing it his way, and we believe it'll be phenomenal.
Well, one thing that we do know from studying scriptures and studying society is that most families are off track 90% of the time. But those families mm-hmm. that are phenomenal, they have a way of getting back on track. It's like an airplane. When it leaves an airport, it has a flight plan. And the flight plan is there is to make sure that family or that airplane has a means to correct the deviations from the destination in which they are intending to go. It's okay to be off track. It's normal to be off track from time to time. But what brings you back is the flight plan that God's given you. And that's what I want to talk about today, Judy, to give those whose family hasn't been phenomenal or families who are looking at being phenomenal a flight plan, you know, to how to get there. And one of the first pieces of your flight plan, you've got to absolutely know what your destination is. And deciding at the end of the story of your family, the destination is to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, that has to be put in place. Every family has to make sure that the deity that their family is centered around is the Lord Jesus Christ, because everybody's family has a deity. Everybody has a deity, whether they acknowledge it with their mouth or not, or their heart or not. There is a spiritual influence and leader over their family and a deity that is the management of that family. And the first thing to do, if you want the God kind of family, a phenomenal family, God has to be the deity. Not the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, or what the culture is prescribing, the God of the Bible. Abraham's God.
That's right.
Okay.
Isaac's
God.
That's right.
Jesus is God. The God of the Bible, the living God, that God
that's
must
right.
be the deity. And that's the first dimension of establishing your flight for your destination to be a phenomenal family, is establishing God as that deity in your life. And this is where you are right now. If your family's in a place where you've not confessed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, not just Savior, but Lord also, you need to allow his management to take place in your life. That you need to say to your family, we are under new management. If your family's been off track, not serving God according to the word, then this is the place where you say, right now where we are, Lord, I'm confessing you as Savior and Lord, not just of me, but of my whole household. Your promise is that not only me, but my whole family will be saved. This is the first dimension, the first aspect of your flight plan. If you're going to sustain that atmosphere of being phenomenal for God, you've got to absolutely get to a place where you're allowing Jesus Christ to be the deity of your life. So now is a good time to say, Jesus, forgive me for my transgressions. I recognize that without you, I'm hopeless. My children are hopeless without you. And then give Jesus that proper positioning in your family. That yes, I may have my way of doing something. My wife or my husband may have a way of doing something. My kids may have a way. But at the end of the day, we're looking at what is it that Jesus wants us to do. He is the deity.
Right.
He is the God of our family. And this aspect of our intention towards the purpose that God has given us will cause us to put our lives back on track and reach that destination that God has given us. So making Jesus Lord, is that essential for the family or prophet?
Definitely, definitely. I wanted to give some people some pointers about what's important when you talked about that flight plan. Number one, as the prophet was saying, Prophet Hoff, you want to put God first, prayer, and the word of God.
Mm.
The next thing you want to do is have mutual love and respect among husband and wife and children within your family.
Mm.
The next thing you want to have is open communication and forgiveness. Without open communication and forgiveness, you can never be phenomenal. The next thing you want to have is family unity.
Mm.
Everybody can't be, it can't be division. Everybody can't be going their own separate ways. You have to do everything for the betterment and the preservation of the family. The next thing you want to have is cooperation. When you are doing things together, working together in business, all right, and in everything you're structuring, you do it cooperatively. The next thing you want to have in a family is a purpose and a vision.
Well, Prophet Judy, let's take a break right there and come back, because a lot of the words and a lot of the strategy just given, I have one word that describes that. It's called synergy. It's called synergy. Let's talk about that when we come back from the break, because a lot of families just don't know what that is, and they don't know how to move in that. And it's so important for us implementing God's intent for our life. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show, a program designed to bring you Jesus' gospel of kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God's destined for you. But we have on the show today Prophet Judy Pritt of Crown of Glory Ministries. And Prophet Judy, we were talking about the fight plan for a family and the elements of that. And you said a lot of things in the last segment that pointed to the word synergy. And synergy isn't just us agreeing. It has to do with a level of oneness where we are we don't lose our identity in practicing oneness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
In a fruit salad, the grapes stay the grapes, the watermelon stays the watermelon, the lime stays the lime, but we blend together to make something that could not exist separately. And so how does a family do that? How does a family respect one another, esteem one another, and walk in that oneness when there's so many pressures to self-serve and to seek one's own priority at the expense of others? How does a family come into that synergy and make that a reality for themselves?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the garments of the priest. In the Old Testament, that we know the priest had certain particular garments that God gave them to wear. And one of the things at the bottom of the garments, they had pomegranate. And when you think about a pomegranate fruit, you see all the many fruits on the inside, but it's one fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The family is the same way. It's like the church. It's one fruit, all right? Everybody has their own distinct personality, their own distinct purposes, but it all works together for the prosperity and the vision and purpose of the wholeness of the one. How can the head say to the hand or foot, I have no need of thee, the Bible says. You know, every part works in unity together, your arms, your legs, your feet. You know, because if your legs wanted to go a different direction or your arms, it would hinder your ability to move forward. Well, we know that a family is the same way. A husband has a purpose. He goes and provides and protects. The wife protects the children in the home. The virtuous woman, the Bible says, watches over the ways of her household. The position of a woman in the home, very important. Men being respectful, responsible, all right? You know, all of that, mature in his dealings with his wife and family and others, all right? All of this is important. Women not abandoning their children to everybody and to every system and everything going on, all right? She needs to impart love, nurturing, comfort, bonding, security within the children, within that home, as well as her husband. Her husband has no need of spoil, the virtuous woman. He's not going to go cheat on you because you know how to nurture him. You know how to provide him. You know how to give him the things that he needs. He in turn, gives you the love, the protection, the provision, and so on and so forth. So all of that working together, that synergy, you know, he has his own place. You have yours. But a lot of times, you see, you know, even though we have different functions and roles, we still support one another. Meaning that, okay, well, maybe he's not feeling well, or he didn't take the trash out. Well, you do it. Maybe she didn't cook well. You can put an apron on and chop up some onions and try to figure out, we're going to make this work today. The kids were cleaning up and different things, you know, helping out. You know, we work together for the betterment and the wholeness and prosperity of everyone so that everybody can prosper. And so when you do that with cooperation, you do it with a single purpose. You do it with open communication, love and respect, putting God as the head, praying for one another, all right, loving, forgiving, We make mistakes. We say the wrong thing. We don't always mean it. All right? We're moody sometimes. We're tired. We're exhausted. There's a misunderstanding. You know, we work together to break down the walls of misunderstanding. All right? And so you work together to do that by showing love. You work together by doing it by saying, you know, I'm going to be the better person and forgive. I'm going to be the better person and seek to understand, you know, all of these things.
Well, it's
so
important that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that
okay.
These things
I'm
are really important.
That all of these things are so necessary.
Yeah. Now, models, a lot of times what we find is that families will go and try to model this in their family's situation because a family does need to consider the balance of how God has wired their family. Okay, and so speak to families about the model because everybody's family is not. How do you play that model? How do you manifest that model that you just described? Because all mothers are not working inside the home. Some are working outside the home, and in these days,
right.
Sometimes it's not even the father, you know, that's working. But they're having to balance out a model. Talk about the present day models and how do we line those up with scriptures.
Well, the bottom line is this. Everybody we know we are talking to and are listening in don't have a structure or model that maybe the Bible would describe back then. Because back then the men went out, got the food, did the hunting, came back, and the women were home with the children and blah, blah, blah. But we see now we're in America. America's structure is different than most nations anyway. And so you think about, you know, the diversity that we have in our nation. So what the husband and wife would do or what the single parent would do is sit down and say to themselves, what is valuable to me? If I'm a single mom, I would say my dad was I was raised by a single dad because my mom passed when I was four. My husband was raised by a single mom. His dad walked out the door, you know. So the bottom line is how do you deal with these single structures? Well, you deal with them by saying, who am I and what do I value? Well, maybe my children don't have a father in the home, but I have here's a great uncle or uncle or, you know, older brother or, you know, a neighbor or maybe, you know, you have a boyfriend or somebody who would take in that child the same way, all right? Or maybe some brother in the church, you know, an elder minister in the church that would take the young man or young daughter, you know, or the women would come in and surround the daughter and so on and so forth. So you can say, I may not have this in the home, but there are many people in the community that are in my family and friends that are willing to help me pour into this child what the child may not initially have as what we call a normal, ordinary structure. So the bottom line is you can still get it. You can still get it. It's just like a foster parent may not be your real parent, but can be a real parent to you because they're the only parent that you know. And they fulfill that very role and obligation, responsibility as a natural parent would have. And really, to be honest, a lot of foster parents and other parents that come into people's lives, surrogate, these people sometimes offer you more than what the natural probably ever could.
That's true.
So we do have these added structures and dimensions, dynamics and models going on. But at the same time, it's what you value, what you want can happen. You can make that happen.
Wow. Well, this is God's precept that we would use Jesus as the cornerstone, that he would be the measure, the measuring metric that we use for family. When you think of it, you know, Jesus had a blended family. His physical father was not his actual biological father, you know, and the whole dynamic of that. But Joseph loved Jesus, you know, as his very own. And this is what God is looking for families to come in to the precept and the covering of family with his kind of love, the love that does not fail, the love that makes up for what you may be lacking in natural structure or resources. But we're going to take a break right here, Judy, and I'd like us to come back and talk about what should families have as their compass. We've talked about having original intent, you know, a purpose in which a family operates. We talked about having that flight plan to get your family from where they are to where God's called us to be. Let's talk about the compass. What are the instruments that we use to point to us to say your family is in the right direction, your family is moving in the flow to be phenomenal? We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. We are having a conversation about the phenomenal family. We want you to take advantage of hearing these incredible conversations, preachings, and teachings on the Voice of Destiny show by visiting 24/7 voiceofdestinyonline.com, where you can tune in and hear these incredible messages that will empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. And we are, again, we have on the show with us Prophet Judy Peart, co-founder of Crown of Glory Ministries, that's in Randallstown, Maryland, in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore metropolitan area. If you guys don't have a home church, you're looking for a place where you can be fed and equipped, that's an excellent place for you to visit. You can visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org, and you'll find the information for how you can get in contact with Prophet Judy and have her in your ministry, or to be a part of helping your family to find a shelter, to nurture, and to equip your family to be what God has called it to be. Thank you again, Prophet Judy, for being on the show with us. You know, we're at the last leg of it. Time is running out. But let's talk about what instruments does a family use to make sure that they're in order? Because there's so many elements with finances, with relationships, with the circumstances, successes, open doors, trials and tests that have a way of moving us off of that destination. But what do you and your family use to actually serve as a compass to stay in the right direction?
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, to be a Christian and be a believer is the first thing for us, for my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 5 says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. He goes on down, if you skip down to verse 22, it says, wives, submit yourselves to your husband. And it goes on to say how the relationship between the husband and wife is like Christ in the church. And it goes on to say, husbands, love your wives as Christ love the church. You skip down to chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise, all right? And verse 4 says, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. So when you sit and look at the Word of God as the outline, the compass, the structure of how you should behave as a family. Now, initially, you don't know this. You know, you live your life every day, and you see people come and go. You see marriages break up. You see a bunch of stuff going around you, some stuff good, some stuff not so good. But you say, I want my family, my life, my marriage, my relationship to be a certain way, and I may have not seen it growing up around me, all right? So how do I get that? Well, you go to the Word of God, it's a clear compass. It strictly tells you how to outline your life, how to behave in marriage, behave in relationships. Husbands, treat your wives this way. Wives, be respectful to your husbands. Children, obey your parents. I mean, it is so clear right here.
So there's an honor system.
The Word of God.
Yeah, well, you see this in chapter 6. God has an honor system for the family. God said, honor this balance of power in the family. You know, that even though the parents, you got to honor them, their parents, our fathers, instructed not to provoke your kids to anger. Even though, you know, the wife has power and influence, you know, with the husband, you know, he said, look, you're powerful. You know, submit to your husband all that power, you know. And we're not talking about obeying. Submission and obedience is not the same thing. Submission has to do with the attitude, you know. And then when you look at these different roles, there is an honor system that God has given for the family to maintain balance. And so this is really incredible that we look at it. So as a family, say, how is the honor system functioning in our family? These are courtesies
that we give
the mother, the father, the son, the daughter, you know, the brother and the sister, the mother and the father. These are courtesies, but these are also responsibilities in us achieving and getting to our destination that has to be honored if we're going to get to that place called phenomenal.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Wow.
And honor is at the top of the list. You're absolutely right, Prophet Hall.
Yes.
You know, if we
and
don't
so
have
honoring
things,
God,
really
that's where it starts at.
Admire. Yes.
Honoring God and then honoring one another, wow, if we were able to do that, it would bring such peace to our family. And then we have, and what I understand from my own family is understanding the importance of being empathetic, you know, listening to one another. Because a lot of times as a parent, I just want you to hear what I'm telling you. I don't want to hear what you think. I want to hear your interpretation. You don't pay the mortgage, you know. But what it takes on my part to slow down and actually listen to what that person is saying, you know, I think it's an incredible, principle. If you're going to reach your destination, you've got to be able to hear somebody to say, oh, there's something coming at us at the left. There's something coming at the right. Other than ourselves, you know, we've got to be able to not walk in our own cadence, but to walk in the cadence that God has given us. So we're talking about honor. We're talking about productive communications in a way. You know, there's a saying that we always remind one another around here that God gave you two ears and one mouth. Which one do you think he wants you to use the most? And of course, two ears. God wants us to listen. But having a phenomenal family really requires everybody in the family to grow up on the inside. Love requires maturity.
That's
the immature aren't loving because they're self-centered. You know, so it requires a maturity, you know, in this process of getting our families to that destination that we call phenomenal, living a life, above average. You know, I was telling my kids, my daughter Imani got an invitation to study as a scholar at Harvard University one summer.
Wow.
And in order to do that, the whole family had to give up vacation that year.
Wow.
And you know what we did? We gave up that vacation.
Right, that's right.
Because this is what you do in order to reach the destination. In families, we must include the integrity of making sacrifices for one another.
That's right.
If we're going to get to that destination.
Absolutely right. And not get bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the younger brothers and sisters have to help one another. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
The husbands and wives have to give up things for one another. You know, knowing that your love is greater, you know, at that moment in time when they need your support and they need you the most to surround them and to protect the dream, protect the
Absolutely.
Vision, protect that God-given gift and ability. And when you do that, in the long run, they will be grateful and thankful to God and to you, you know, and pour back into you. Because the bottom line is they know you love them enough, respect them enough to respect the gift and the hand of God on their life.
Yes. Well, when we got started on this journey of our family, the Lord had said to me and Millie, look, I want you to raise your children to be lieutenants and generals for God. Lieutenants and generals for God. That was the mandate. That was the purpose that we have had. But now we are like 80% at that stage where we're not raising them anymore. You know, they've all, you know, I have six kids. You have five. We have six. Three of them have gone off to college and to the Air Force. And then the three that we have, two of them are in high school going to college starting this summer, and one that's in middle school. And so we've gotten to a place right now where we've had to re-engineer what our intent is as a family. And the Lord said, look, I've called your family to be champions who live their lives north of average. And that's where we're at right now. And I've learned that the mission of our family would never change, but your vision, how are you going to get to that destination? You have to make modifications if you're going to realize the full destination that God has ordained for you. So I encourage families. We're running out of time here, Judy. Give the Voice of Destiny Nation your last words of wisdom, you know, about this assignment for the phenomenal family, because it's been really rich.
Well, I want to say what God told Abraham. He says, in you will all the nations and families of the earth be blessed. And I want to say to every a father and mother that have come together, whether they're still together or not, in you, in your children, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. There's something specific God put in your seed. Whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, there's a unique purpose in each given child that God gave. And so the purpose of marriage is to bring forth a godly seed and the promised seed. And that promise, we know, is Christ. And God wants Christ in the heart of every person, all right? And so he gave us the Word of God. And when you put the Word of God in those children, they become phenomenal. They're already great, but I'm going to tell you, they become greater with the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ in them. God didn't design anybody to fail, your marriage, your children, your family, to fail. There may have been shifts in your life, changes, but you're still not a failure. And I want to say to you, you can begin again. Maybe your family broke down. Maybe God wants to heal it. Maybe God wants you to start brand new, like he did Noah, all right? But start new with God. Start with him and continue with him if you're already in him, and continue to apply the word of God in every aspect of your life, and teach it to your children. When you sit by the way, when you sit up, when you stand, when you walk, when you talk, when you lay down, you know, as for you and your house, you need to serve the Lord. And when you do this, I'm telling you, in them, they will be blessed, and everybody that comes into contact with them will be blessed. And I can promise you that.
Well, God bless you, Prophet Judy. Remember, church family, remember Kingdom of God, remember the Commonwealth of the Church, that today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Remember, the Voice of Destiny show is available for you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. God bless you and have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, Kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.